Some weddings are simple in logistics but complicated in story. A bride and groom may come to you with joy but also with divorce history, grief, betrayal, regret, children from previous relationships, church questions, or family resistance. The wedding minister must learn to serve these situations with biblical conviction and pastoral care. A wedding officiant may ask, "Is the date available?" A wedding minister asks, "What is the story underneath this request?" Divorce and remarriage are not light matters in Scripture. Jesus says in Matthew 19:6, "So that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart." This reminds us that marriage is sacred. It is not disposable. It is not merely a contract that can be ended whenever feelings change. At the same time, Scripture also speaks to brokenness with pastoral realism. Deuteronomy 24:1-4 recognizes that divorce existed in Israel's life, even though it was never the creation ideal. Jesus later explains that Moses permitted divorce because of hardness of heart, but from the beginning, it was not so. The wedding minister must hold both truths. Marriage is sacred, and people live in a fallen world. When a divorced person asks you to officiate a remarriage, do not respond with shallow approval or harsh condemnation. Slow down, listen. Ask wise questions. What happened in the previous marriage? Was there abandonment, abuse, adultery, addiction, or long-term hardness of heart? Has there been repentance where needed? Are there children affected? Is there unresolved bitterness? Is this couple spiritually ready, or are they trying to escape pain through a new ceremony? Some Christians apply Jesus' warnings about remarriage very strictly. Others see biblical grounds for remarriage in cases such as sexual immorality, abandonment, or death of the spouse. Faithful Christians have debated these questions for centuries. A wedding minister should know the religious lay of the land and should serve within the convictions of Scripture, church teaching, conscience, and ministry accountability. Malachi 2:14 WEB says that marriage is a covenant Yahweh has been witness between you and the wife of your youth. That means remarriage discernment is not merely about whether the civil paperwork is complete. It is about covenant seriousness before God. The bride and groom are embodied souls. They bring memories, wounds, bodies, families, children, regrets, hopes, and spiritual histories into the new marriage. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. A new wedding should not ignore the old pain. Your role is not to become a judge, therapist, or attorney. Your role is to be a faithful wedding minister. Listen carefully. Clarify your boundaries. Refer to pastors, counselors, legal professionals, or abuse specialists when needed. Consult church leadership when serving under church authority. A faithful wedding minister knows when to officiate, when to slow down, and when to refer. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. And in complicated remarriage situations, serving the covenant means telling the truth with grace, patience, humility, and prayer.